This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
We've got a lot of tough votes ahead of us. We've got a lot of difficult votes ahead of us. It's going to be an interesting day.
House Speaker Chuck Cleckley was stating the obvious as the full House grappled Thursday with bills to raise state revenues. Cleckley urged members to leave partisan politics behind.
It's my hope that we check our parties at the door.
And Ways and Means Chairman Joel Robideau urged members to tune out special interests who were pushing their own agenda despite the bigger crisis.
The business community said these instruments on the floor today are real bullets, suggesting, of course, that passage of these instruments would kill business. Well, I'm here to say higher ed is asking for a stay of execution.
Some of the first measures to pass, like limiting tax breaks for fracking wells, won't help right away.
This is part of structurally fixing the budget as we move into the years ahead.
Another bill, hiking the cigarette tax by 32 cents per pack, dedicates proceeds to health care.
Even though the number's not where I want it, I think we should pass this bill.
A package of three bills enacting across-the-board reductions to personal and corporate income tax rebates and credits does put $300 million more into the upcoming budget.
You trim by 20% so that all businesses still are able to take advantage of these rebates by 80%.
So we had just given them a little haircut and we're not making them bald.
When they finally adjourned, the House had only passed $664 million of the $908 million they'd been aiming for to avoid higher education's trip to the guillotine. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group. Governmental Relations, Strategic Planning, and Public Relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.